Well, 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 well. With plenty of time to spare, on the air from the Conlin Center, opening night basketball, any way you look at it, Stanislaus, the Warriors are in the house from Cal State University, Stanislaus, against the Penguins, Dominican University of California, and we are just dialing in the last few moments of technology here to get tonight on the air. Stuart Horn and Brian Sanchez with you tonight as the Penguins come in off of an exhibition win that was absolutely magnificent. And tonight we open things up against the Warriors from Stanislaus. For Stanislaus, under head coach Larry Reynolds in his fourth season, he's assisted by Ben Riley. And the student assistant is Brett Syatt. He'll be sending out Clinton Tremeling, a 6'1" guard. He's a sophomore out of Sutter Creek, California. He'll also be sending out number 12 of Sam Marcus, a 5'8" junior at guard, 160-pounder out of Bakersfield. Marcus Walters is number 15, a 6'4" senior out of Riverside. Ray Mitchell is a 6'7" senior out of Los Angeles, and Nick Hodge, a senior at 6'6", out of Camila. He went to Mendocino College for the Penguins. Under head coach Booker T. Harris. Harris only in his second season, B, but it seems like he's been around these parts forever. Harris in his second season, assisted by Rich Mendoza, Kurt Bond, and Jeff Sickler. Of course, the team manager is Dominic Cerruti. Miles Carrillo, the 6-foot junior out of T-Town, that's Tustin. He went to Foothill High School. He'll be out there along with Devin Golston, one of the new guys. Golston, a 6'6" junior forward out of Cerritos. The two guard is Christopher Schwartz Edmiston, the 6'3" freshman out of Sacramento. Jacob Neusett, the 6'8" senior out of Santa Rosa, and Jamal Clark, the 6'6" senior out of Redlands. Carrillo, Golston, Schwartz Edmiston, Neusett, and Clark. B, I think that's a pretty tough starting five for the DUs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the same starting five as the exhibition game we saw just about a week ago. Coach Booker T. Harris stuck with it. It worked in that first game. No need to switch it up. So he went with it again. The freshman shooting guard, the transfer junior, then, of course, the dominant forces down low in Neusett and Clark. And then Carrillo gets the start with Ricky Wofford, the change of pace point guard, coming off the bench.
Of course, Neusett named to the Cal Pac, or the Pac West team of the week. Neusett just getting better and better as we go. Penguins will be attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. In the middle will be Jake Neusett. And he tips out against Ray Mitchell, the 6'7" senior, and the Penguins have the ball. Carrillo works it down low to Jake. Jake, a little too much glass. He gets stuffed upon by Nick Hodge, but the putback by Jamal Clark for a deuce, and the Penguins lead early in this opening night. Standings on tonight's roster, B, zeros all the way across. This is it. Everybody gets the start tonight. Stanislaus in the house. Three ball from the right corner goes off by Hodge. It's a little right, and the Penguins with a rebound. Carrillo brings it up. Reynolds up on his feet already, barking at the umpires at midcourt. Referee's not hearing it. Kick out, and Golston from Clark. Golston the recipient, but Clark with the walk.
Jamal with the point and then the turnover on the first two possessions for Dominican. But he opened up the exhibition, making his first five shots. Looks to be on that same pace here tonight. Very good scorer in the post.
Stanislaus out of Turlock. On offense now. Sam Marcus, the 5'8 junior, brings it up. Kick over to the top of the key to Ray Mitchell. Goes three ball, yes. 3-2, the Penguins trail. Very quick transition. Carrillo brings it up left side of the timeline to Clark at the top. He drifts over to the right. Edmiston takes it himself.
to Carrillo, dumping it off, working the ball around the outside very nicely to Golston. To Jake on the left elbow, thinking about it. Jake, the biggest guy out on the court, spins 360, hop, skip, and a thump. He missed it. Rebound taken down by Mitchell. And slowly Marcus brings it back up in the timeline left side, coming up on 18 minutes in the first half. Mitchell's got it. He drives in. He's got trouble. The Penguins are playing some pretty massive defense, Brian. Again, Mitchell. Mitchell with a scissor legs and a jump move. Edmiston with the rebound. Dumps it off to Carrillo. Sets up the screen. Comes diagonally from right to left across the timeline. 3-2, the Penguins trail. Golston drives in. Golston goes 360. Golston stuffed. And that was a big time collegiate rejection by Marcus Walters, the 6'4 senior.
Yeah, Walters was not fooled at all. Stayed right on the spin move, stayed down until Golston committed into the air and then went up and blocked it. Don't usually see jump shots blocked, but with that good a defense, it's not surprising.
He was just a foot or two beyond the free throw line. It went out of bounds off of Mitchell, and the Penguins get it back. Golston fires one in to Clark. Turnaround hook shot, Dr. J style. And everything but the ball going in was very reminiscent of Julius Erving. Left side now, driving it in, is Marcus, the point guard. Marcus gets the majority of the work, bringing it across the timeline. Now it's kicked away. Edmiston had it for a second, but back into the hands very quickly of Walters. Right side, they dump it over to the left side now. Long three ball on the way. In and out, taken down Golston. Good rebound after the missed shot by Mitchell. Carrillo brings it up left side. Takes it the distance. Now he backs back out. Top of the key back over to the new guy, Golston. 3-2 again, a scoring drought after the 19-minute mark. Now Jake's got it. Jake with the fake and the dribble drive off of the baseline, and the Penguins can't get anything from close range, Brian.
It just immediately, the defense of the Stanislaus Warriors stands out.
Marcus takes it himself to the other end, dumps it off three-ball style to Clinton Tremeling, the 6'1" sophomore who buries it from 22. 6-2 Penguins trail here early in the first. Clark, right elbow. Clark drifts left into the paint, falling away, buckling, foul. Missed it, but picked up a whistle.
That's a big whistle at that, because Ray Mitchell, the 6'7" guard out of Los Angeles, is an immense talent, and he's done a lot of damage here in just the first few minutes of this game. So maybe getting him in foul trouble early can slow him down, take away his aggressiveness.
That's a good call. Wofford getting ready to come in. Ricky Wofford, the returning veteran, at the next break. Jamal Clark, the 6'6 senior on the line, trickles it in. 6'3.
And the Warriors brought in a whole new team here.
Five freshies. And we'll get them for you. Zeke DeBlase, a 5'11 freshman out of Victorville. He's in there along with Taylor Bell, a 6'2 junior. They call him DeBlase. Along with Kenny Machinchi, the 6'4 junior out of Modesto. We've got a couple more to get to you, because Coach Reynolds has brought in five freshies. And DeBlase comes in, dumps it to the right side into Machinchi, who steps out right in front of Booker T. Harris and was immediately rung up. 6'4", Stanislaus, coming up on 16 minutes in the first. Game one, the official game one of the campaign. Exhibition against Corbin just about a week ago, the Penguins looked beautiful. Wofford, who's entered the game for the DUs, skips around the outside of the circle. Now he gets it off to the DUs, work it inside after dumped off to Golston. Back over to Golston, down low to Jake, foul. Boy, Neusat is in there, Brian, just pounding around. It looks like a pinball machine.
Yeah, great interior passing there, and that's what Golston brings to this team. He's big at 6'6", but he plays out on the wing. Spends a lot of time in the paint, but brings guard ability into the paint with his size and his athleticism.
Yeah, Golston is one of those guys that, having just seen him in that one exhibition game, I could not be more pleased with his hustle, but also his size and his shooting ability. Penguin cheerleaders take the floor. 6-4 Stanislaus. Ryan and I will be back in 30 seconds on radio.dominican.edu. Clark, Neusett, Wofford, Golston, and Christopher Schwartz Edmiston out there. Edmiston, also another guy like Golston, who's just a great get for Booker T. Harris this year with 15:37 to go. 6-4 Neusett on the line. 6'4 is the score, not Neusett's height. Neusett is 6'8, considerably larger than 6'4. As Neusett buries the first one, 6'5, and a chance to tie it now for Jake. Conlon Center falls very silent, and he missed it short. Rebound taken by Wes Bartol. Bartol, a 6'5 junior out of Valencia. DeBlace brings it up and fires it right through the fingertips of Taylor Bell, who was waiting. He kind of looked up on it like he wanted to accept the throw at second base and fire over to first, but he didn't have the ball in the glove first. 6-5.
Yeah, except second base was 3 feet away, and he threw a 500-mile-per-hour fastball.
Wofford to bring it up after the inbounds. Intended recipient was Christopher Schwartz Edmiston, who gets slammed by Marcus Walters going for the ball. That is the third foul committed by the Warriors from Cal State Stanislaus, whereas the good old Penguins have committed none so far tonight. Edmiston, the new guy, the freshman. And interesting about Edmiston, Brian, the high scorer in all of high school basketball last year.
Yeah, I could see why. He can shoot.
He opened up that exhibition last week with a great three ball from the left corner, and it's just been superb ever since. He's a very patient young man, and he's got all the shots. Wofford goes three ball long range way out beyond the arc, and he is fouled by Zeke DeBlaze as he went up for it, and that is the fourth foul committed by the Warriors as the Penguins get ready to bring in three.
That's one of the cardinal sins of defense right there. Do not foul a jump shooter, especially when he's behind the three-point line.
And especially when it's Wofford at 5'9". Wofford pours in a very smooth free throw. And this one is a horseshoe, but he does get three since he was at about 24 feet. Free throw, or the three-point line at 19-9. Haysbert, who last week I mentioned had lost what looked to be 100 pounds. In actuality, it was 40 pounds. I spoke to Connor before the game, and he gave me that number. 7-6, the Penguins lead after Wofford cans 2 of 3. Warriors bring it up left side. Taking it all alone is DeBlaze, who finally dumps it off to Bartol, who cans one from the right elbow. 8-7, Stanislaus. Full court pressure against the Penguins. And bringing it up is Matt Hayes, a 6'2 freshman, also a new guy. As you might imagine, Bryant, being a freshman, he probably wouldn't be a veteran. Hayes on the way. Hayes three ball. Hayes buries it. Top of the key. 10-8 Deers.
And Stanislaus left him open. Hayes made him pay.
Well, straight away, too. Nothing but swish. A very fine shot from the freshman. 13:55 to go. Penguins on defense. Defending that northern hoop. In for Stanislaus, by the way, is Phil Ward, a 6'7 junior out of Fresno. Went to college at the Sequoias, and Ward's a strapping young guy who can really bounce around down there. I see him pounding off of everybody in the paint. On the short end, they get it in to Bartol. Three ball, or pardon me, right side two ball. No. and it goes out of bounds. And Chili the Penguin actually got a flipper on the ball, 10-8.
That was a nice play.
Yeah, Chili fielded that pretty cleanly, but the referee is thinking about handing the ball to Chili, but Chili can't throw the ball in. So Harris is going to have to get an actual player to bring the ball in front of the Penguin cheerleaders, and that will be Dominic Taplin.
Four more new Warriors in for Stanislaus, and seems to be the trend here. If it's not at least four people coming in, there won't be a substitution.
Coach Reynolds wants fresh guys all night. 10-8 as Taplin, speaking of fresh legs, has come in. And Taplin's going to get a ton of airtime because this is another one of those great gets as the Penguins' quest to replace somehow on some level Xander McNally, who had more steals in the PacWest Conference than anybody in the nation at the D2 level last year. So with McNally departing, the graduating McNally, the Penguins have brought in Golston and Taplin and Schwartz Edmiston in hopes of filling that void. And so far, I think they've done a pretty good job. Dominic Taplin with the drifter from the paint is no good. Connor Haysbert gets it, can't put it back. Third shot on goal by Jacob Neusett. Goes down 12-8. The DU's had to fight for that one, Brian.
Yeah, it looked like a layup in the box score, but they had to work hard for that one-foot jump shot.
Yeah, it was three or four shots, all started by Dominic Taplin, who came drifting from the right side of the key into the middle near the restricted area. Left-handed jump, kind of an underhanded hook shot of sorts by Ray Mitchell, and a foul. Neusett gets his first for the team, so it makes sense that first for Neusett as well. 12-8 as Jamal Clark gets ready to re-enter the game, but we do have a quick timeout. 12:47 to go when we come back. 12-8 Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Here we go, fans, 12-8. Ray Mitchell for Stanislaus will stand on the line. His right foot, his right toe, right in the middle on the free throw line. Opens the stance up slightly, the right-hander. And he absolutely smooths the first one through there. 12-9. Mitchell back on the line, very short and left. Jamal Clark with the rebound. Wofford brings it up left side, directing traffic to Clark at the top of the key. Drifts over to his right, gets it off to Hayes with a dribble drive. Hayes, high dribble, scissor legs. Oh, he almost had it. Taplin there for the putback, missed it. 12-9, rebound going the other way. And a nice move by Marcus Walters, the 6'4" senior, brings the Warriors within 1B, 12:20 to go in the first. Haysbert pounds his way in there. Haysbert softly. That was vintage Connor right there. 40 pounds lighter. Haysbert is going to be very tough this season. 14-11, the DU is coming up on 12.
Yeah, Connor got matched up with the guard down low right there. Took full advantage. Nice job by Dominican to find him in the post with the mismatch.
Haysbert had just a beautiful season last year, and he's just better now. Right side, long three ball from the right corner. Again by Walters, this missed. 14-11, the DU's the other way, Wofford. Clark, right corner, Clark drives in. Clark, amid heavy traffic, Clark. Put back Taplin, but not before the foul committed by Taplin.
Taplin came in fast from the back, little push. Not allowed.
Shoved off to accept the pass. It's almost like offensive interference near the goal line. 14-11, another timeout. This one, a media timeout. 11:37 to go. Brian and I are back in 20 seconds. Penguin Radio. The DU's here on opening night. This is the real opening night. Stanislaus in the house. Of course, it's not a conference game. first conference game will be against Holy Names away December 1st, but this one counts any way you look at it. Warriors spinning around, going off a haze into the sideline. And the D's are on defense. They get it in on the short side from the sideline, the western sideline. Mitchell, two ball from pretty short range. Check it. That was Hodge. He missed it deep, 14-11. Here's Wofford taking it the other way. Oh, Wofford slipped, spun 360, goes up with it. Had a clean look but couldn't make it work. Somehow Cal State brings it up. Marcus left side, kick out at the last second. No look. Now they go back over to Mitchell, drives in on the elbow. Mitchell kicks back to the top, over to Marcus. Marcus has got Taplin plastered to him. Oh, Taplin got a finger on it, but somehow Stanislas gets it back. The drifter by Taylor Thompson, the 6'9" freshman, doesn't fall. And the Penguins get it. And a foul, the fifth, check it, the sixth foul committed. And the first for Nick Hodge. 6-2 in the old foul department here early. 10:42 to go in the first half. Wofford comes up, good ball control. He's being stared down by Sam Marcus. Wofford goes between the legs and across the insignia to the right side to Clark. Baseline Clark, stutter step, in and out, and back through. Good shot there by Clark. Way outside the wheel now. Walters drives in the baseline and drops two. 16-13 with 10:05 to go. From our vantage point, Coach Harris is right in front of us. Sometimes when the other team is shooting at that northern hoop, I can't see it. Hayes goes three ball, distant. Man, that was a million miles out. Missed it a little bit short. Going between his legs is Mitchell. Somehow he recovers the fumble. Taplin is really playing some defense against Marcus. Forces the issue, whistles. And they give it back to Stanislas. That Taplin's defense is looking good, B.
Yeah, it's his calling card. He likes to really play up on whoever is handling the ball. And he does a very good job of defending with his feet and not his hands. Shuffling to stay in front, not reaching.
Cal State now on offense, trailing by three here in the first. Opening night here at the Conlin Center. And reaching in, I think Taplin may have just picked up his second. Yep, that's his second in the past 2 minutes. Taplin's going to have to be careful if he doesn't want to find the bench, because coach is going to need him here in the second half. You only get five.
Broadcaster's jinx right there.
Well, we'll find out. 9:25. Wofford brings it up. Taplin does stay in. Clark, left side, to Hayes. Calls Hayes in, now over to Wofford. Taplin goes back over to Hayes. They're working it all over the place. Clark, ill-advised, somehow got it back. Ooh, a little hack-a-shack by Mitchell. Somehow the Penguins get the shot off. No, Wofford gets the rebound. Wofford softly, yes! Good move by Wofford to scoop it up and take the quick opportunity to fire it off by five, the Penguins. 8:50 to go in the first, fans. Cal State now top. Walters, three ball. No, long two ball with the limp wrist. 18-15, boy, he knew it the instant it came off. When you stand there with the broken wrist look. Turn around, softy by Connor Haysbert. Dead ball off of the tongue on the backside of the rim, and it falls in. 8:20 to go, 20-15 the DUs. Trouble right in front of the coach as Walters got wrapped up with Connor Hayes. Burt, Haysbert, not Hayes, but Haysbert. 20-15, a timeout, 8:14 to go. No, not a timeout, just a change of a few players. In for the Penguins, Derek Ober, the first we've seen. Ober didn't even play the other night, did he?
No, he didn't.
So Ober's in there in place of Taplin. Cal State now with the ball. Marcus, top of the key. Neusett's back in, driving in. It got around Neusett. kind of beat him by Hodge and lays it in 20-17 inside of 8 minutes. Wofford, top of the key. Golston. Good fake by Golston. Golston really deke Bartol. Hayes, another one of those guys is thoroughly impressive. And a good foot fake by Ober. Goes off. Jake is fouled over the top. Jake had beaten Hodge, and Hodge could do nothing but reach in. See who the foul is called against. It's actually called against Bell. I thought it was on Hodge all day. 20-17. Timeout. 7:42. Penguin cheerleaders on the floor. Ornan Sanchez back in 20.
Back inside the Collins Center, Dominican leads 20-17 over visiting Cal State Stanislaus. Correction on the last play, it was actually Marcus Walters on the foul that's sending Noisett to the line with a chance to tack two more onto this lead.
All right, thank you, Brian. That was a second on Walters. Noisett to the line. Back spinning is the Collins Center. Falls very silent. It's amazing how several hundred people can quiet down. You could hear a mouse as that one goes through. Hear a mouse cough. And they both are made by Jake. Noisette's one of those nice guys, too. You don't want to play against him, but he's just a nice guy.
No
until,
doubt.
Until you put him on the basketball court, then he's the assassin. 22-17. 6'8", Noisette. Wofford playing some pretty heavy D against Sam Marcus. Marcus is listed at 5'8". As it goes out of bounds off of Marcus Pullum, or Marcellus Pullum, pardon me. And the Penguins get the ball back. Ober brings it in. Keep an eye on Ober. He had a great campaign last year. Quiet so far tonight. He's only been in there a minute or so. Ober with the ball. Now gets it to Noisette on the baseline. Noisette backed out and walked with it. Oh, brother, after Wofford hits from 26, but it's waved off. 22-17, 7 minutes to go. Inbounds for the Warriors. Wofford against Marcus again. And Marcus doesn't want to mess with Ricky this time. Wofford's listed an inch taller than Marcus. Well, both guys seem to match up pretty nicely. Both very quick on their feet and great ball control guys. 22-17 out of bounds. And it's going to be Warrior ball right under the bucket now. Hodge to the bench. And re-entering the game is Phil Ward. 6:40 to go, the clock rolls. Oh, driving in. Wofford breaks up the play. Ober with a steal. One on. No, he overthrew Wofford. Now Ober is kind of looking at Ricky. Why did you break that way? But I feel like he overthrew him, Brian.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, that may have been time for a little bit of a bounce pass. Through the air there, if you miss the initial pass, you're out of luck. On the bounce, you have the floor slow it down. You know, it's easy to second guess, though.
Yeah, incredibly quick steal. And turnover, and they, you know, Ober had to make such a fast decision. Like you said, Marcus now with a Marcus gets absolutely rejected by Ricky Wofford. Goes up and slaps it up into the grandstands as it left the fingertips. 22-17, 6:14, Harris in the crouch at the end of the bench. Coming up on 6 minutes, fans. Phil Ward's got it, thinking about it, but he goes up against Noisette. He doesn't want to do anything. Now a bullet pass is thrown away. Ober's got the ball, right side. Derek now pounds it down low, gets it off to Golston at the baseline. It goes through but waved off. A whistle will put Ober on the line, I do believe.
And that was another example there of something the Warriors have had trouble with tonight. They defend with their hands. If a guy gets past you, you reach, you grab jersey, you grab arm. They don't shuffle their feet, try and get in front of a ball handler.
Wes Bartol with the foul. Neusett to the line. Good. 5:51 to go. 23-17 Penguins. A gigantic crowd on hand. And the second one goes. And Neusett, so smooth. 5:45 to go, fans, in the first half. And Marcus has it get away. But somehow it ends up right in the hands of Pullum. And they go back to the top of the key. Reset. Mitchell is going up against Jake. Mitchell backs up on the way. No. Taking down Wofford again. Harris insisting to push it. Golston takes it down. Throws it away. Fans in the third row of the grandstands with a pretty good move. After the bounce pass into the grandstands. So Golston threw it away there, Brian. And for some reason, Coach Reynolds has his palms to the ceiling. He's talking to the referee, disagreeing with something.
He wanted a foul call there, and I'm frankly a little surprised Golston didn't get whistled for one. That was a pass and crash if I've ever seen it.
24-17, and they get it down low to Wes Bartol, the 6'5" junior, and the two-handed hammer jam. Bartol sends a message through the Collins Center, 5:03 to go.
How about the ups on that kid? Just 6'5", and a two-handed flat foot slam.
Yeah, and he was way above the rim as Ober finds Jake Neusett right on the right baseline, who lays it in easily, 26-19. That was a beautiful assist following the two-handed hammer jam. So hammer jam is only good for 2 points, and the Penguins turned right around and made him work. And so Schwartz Edmiston gets rung up, his first tonight. And Jake back to the bench, along with Ober, along with Wofford. Miles Carrillo's back in there with Schwartz Edmiston. Hayes is back in. Haysbert's back in. Phil Ward goes up and gets fouled by very quickly by Carrillo. Carrillo gets his first with 4:31 to go. Ward at the line, now a wide open stance. Ward missed it short. Ward's got that left tricep kind of taped up. Maybe he strained it a little bit. 26-19, fans, with 4:31 as Ward cans the second. And Brian Sanchez in on the play-by-play in the second half. As the Penguins bring it up, pushing Golston. Now he backs up. Carrillo, who ran the point for much of last year. Golston, ooh, two steps, but no call. Pretty good hustle by Sam Marcus. And another foul is committed by Carrillo, his second in 1 minute.
You know, I think I might want to see Golston get a little more selfish. He's had some great moves to get in the lane. Then he tries a last-second dump-off pass to a teammate, which is a great look. You love seeing that from a player, especially a slasher, but it seemed like on a couple of these he could have laid it up and in for the points himself.
That's not a bad call. And he's a big guy, so he can handle himself down low. Penguins on defense as Pullum's got it, 4:02. In fact, Carrillo had those two fouls only 16 seconds apart. Penguins by six, Wofford across the insignia. Wofford working against Marcus and a whistle. And this time it's against Marcus. His first. Looks like a media timeout, 3:51. Speaking of media, Brian Sanchez, Stuart Horn with you tonight for tonight's opening night basketball. From the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California, worldwide, 26-20 Penguins. .351 fans, 26-20. So exciting here at the Conlon Center on opening night. Wofford will go to the line. First half is flying by. Ricky on the way. Yes. Penguins by seven.
easing that lead.
Pullum just off to Wofford's left side on the surrounding the key. Somebody stepped on Wofford's left foot there, but he's okay. 28-20 after Wofford cans the deuce. Stolen away by Golston. Oh, and now kicked out of bounds.
Oh, brother. They turn it around and give it back. Golston stole it away from Ray Mitchell. And Mitchell wasn't lollygagging. It's just Golston with a burst of speed. We're going to have to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, and all the fans here at the Collins Center just got robbed because Golston is probably the best dunker on the team, one of the best dunkers in the conference, and he would have been on a breakaway all alone. That would have been special.
Yep, he would have had a chance. Golston might be the successor to the great defensive stealer of Xander McNally. And the one thing that Golston has that McNally didn't have was size. McNally was supreme player, in fact, a D1 transfer. But Golston is a big guy and a good shooter. Hayes now top of the key over to Golston, thinking about it with a stutter step. Golston goes 360, drifting. There you go.
That's exactly what I was asking for.
Holy cow. That was a soft touch shot after a 360 spin move with 249 to go.
I mean, you love to see him pass when he gets in the lane. Shows that he's a part of the team. He's comfortable with his teammates early in the season, being a new transfer. But the big fella can score.
Like you said, like to see him shoot more. Softly by Ward from the right side, taken down by Golston, so he's doing it on both sides of the ball. Ward is an imposing figure down there. Biggest guy on the court. In fact, he's a little bit bigger than Golston. And he looks like he's got some pretty good moves. Schwartz Edmiston on the way, very deep. Oh, rebound by Wes Bartol. I thought he came up off of his feet on the fake throw, but I guess not. Coming up on 2 minutes, fans whistles as Trammelling had it. Fouls committed by Haysbur. Find out. It is on Haysbur. Penguins by 10 coming up on 2 minutes, fans. 2:05 to be exact, as Jacob Neusett and Jamal Clark re-enter the game. Mitchell to the bench as it looks like Trammelling has re-entered. Ward on the way. Ward backspin, missed it. That's a couple of misses by Ward, both of them right. 30-20 here in the first. Late in the first with only 1:54 to go. Wofford. Wofford up and under after a nice dribble drive after the assist by Jacob Neusett. Timeout called by the Warriors with 1:46 to go. The DU's Brian are starting to pull away by 12. 32-20. 9 fouls committed by the Warriors, only 7 by the good old DU's. We're back in 20 seconds. Radio.dominican.edu. So 1:46 to go, fans, in the first half on opening night. Trammelling's back in there with 1:44 and the clock rolls. Sanchez on the play-by-play in the second half, fans. If that weren't enough, DU basketball also on the air. Oh, brother, Jamal Clark with a massive stuff as Wes Bartol goes up for a jumper. And out of nowhere, Clark reaches in and knocks it away, no whistle. 1:20 to go.
That's the third jump shot we've seen blocked in this game.
And speaking of Clark, he gets his own rebound after being stuffed. And the shot is a little bit deep after he puts it back up. Softly, they go up, and a nice alley-oop play is converted by Wes Bartol, and it was not a good leave, but Bartol made the most of it and canned it. By 10, the Penguins inside a one-minute fence. 53 seconds, Wofford to Jake. Perfect assist right under the outstretched arms of Ward, and Neusett accepts it and puts it up, but really that was set up beautifully by Wofford. 34-22, 30 seconds to go. Ward's got it in the corner and a whistle for the Warriors. Penguins by 12 as the shot clock is off.
And Noisa didn't like that call. But then again, if you went off Noisa's reactions to every foul that's called on him, he would have never fouled in his life, according to Jake.
Yeah, I've never seen Neusett take one and be happy about it. He's gotten two, and that was his second. Ward back to the line, who's missed two right. And he missed this one left. Actually, it rattled around and just fell out left. 34-22. You think Harris is thinking, if you're going to foul anybody, put it on Ward? Got to believe it, especially coming down the stretch. 22 seconds to go, and a timeout's been called by Booker T. Harris in his second season, 34-22. Brian and I are back in 15 seconds on Penguin Radio. She's got me dancing. She's got me dancing. Well, that, uh-oh, there we go. 22.9 seconds in the first half of opening night. Penguins will have it. I think they're going to try and get one more score in there. I believe so. Wofford's got it. They're going to slowly bring it up as Wofford's got it between the circles. 10 seconds. Wofford picks up the screen from Clark. Dumps it back to Jamal Five. Three ball on the way. Missed it right. Down Haysbert had a finger on it. In the corner after the rebound by Bartol. The Penguins could not finish it at the half, but they are up by 12. And a pretty good look there, Brian, in the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. They look great. I don't think that was exactly the play that Booker T. Harris called the timeout for,
no.
Jamal Clark three. But you know what? What's standing out right now is the defense. They're doing a great job of moving their feet, getting in front of the ball handlers for the Warriors, not allowing a lot of penetration, forcing them to take outside shots, and they're not falling. So I'm very impressed with the DU defense, and I don't see it going away in the second half.
Hey, our good old buddy Jeff Mullinax is in the house. 13 seasons in a row he's been here hanging out with the radio crew, one of the great guys. He's even worked on some of our equipment over the years. So I want to give a shout-out to Jeff and his daughter Kat, who's got to be listening. I'm surprised she's not here, but a shout-out to Kat. She's up in Walla Walla, huh? All right. 34-22 at the half. Brian Sanchez on the play-by-play when we come back. Penguin Radio on the air worldwide.
We're back inside the Conlon Center, getting ready for second half action here between the Dominican University of California Penguins and the Cal State Stanislaus Warriors. Dominican dominated the first half, jumping out to a 34-22 lead. That's where it stands right now. And the focus has been on the defense for the Penguins, only allowing 2 3-pointers on 9 of 22 shooting overall. Cal State Stanislaus has just not been able to get a run going. 2 blocks for the Penguins, one from Jamal Clark, one from Ricky Wofford, and 2 steals, both coming to Derek Ober. That's what it says on the stat sheet. Very high field goal percentage for the Penguins so far. 11 for 24 in this one. They have only made 1 3. 1 for 2, that's Matt Hayes. And their leading scorer is Jacob Neusat with 11. Although Neusat only has 1 rebound, which is a little surprising. Rebounding leader is Devin Golston, who has 6. And the assist leader is tied between Ricky Wofford and Derek Obers. We are ready for the inbounds here to start the second half. And it'll be a Cal State Stanislaus ball as we are back underway. Dominicans lead by 12. Looking to make this a very anticlimactic second half. Increase their lead and keep it the whole way through. They don't want to see this one get any closer. It did in the exhibition last week. They dominated most of the game against Corbin and then let it get close at the end. We'll see if the Penguins, after one game, can iron that wrinkle out as there's a drive down the middle by Ray Mitchell. He tries to lay it in. He can't, but he is fouled on the play. So he'll go to the line for 2 to try and bring the Dominican lead down to 10 as Carrillo picks up his third personal foul as the first free throw up from Mitchell. Hits rim and backboard, but ends up going in. 34-23, Dominican up by 11 as Mitchell to the line for his second shot. It's up and it's through. On the court right now for the Penguins, Clark, Schwartz, Edmiston, Carrillo, Golston, and Neusat to start things off here. That was the starting five that Coach Harris sent out, and he starts the second half with them as well. It's the freshman Schwartz, Edmiston, handling right wing, trying to work back middle, cut off by Tremling, and he dribbles out of bounds off of his foot and underneath the basket for a Cal Stanislaus ball. As they'll bring it back, trailing by 10, looking to close the gap here. As the ball's in the hands of Sam Marcus, the junior point guard. He's working on Carrillo. He'll back it out. And they'll try and attack from somewhere else other than against Carrillo. It's going to be Marcus Walters over to Ray Mitchell. Mitchell drives right, tries to get around Clark, but Clark steps the hip out and gets a little check in there, so that'll be a foul. Non-shooting, of course, as it'll be Warriors' side. And it's in. They're going to play it out to Marcus into the corner. Thinking about the three was Walters. He'll end up driving baseline. Pretty reverse layup. Hung in the air for a while. Delayed and then put it up and in. 34-26. Dominican lead down to 8. As Clark inbounds it to Carrillo. Gets it right back. Clark brings it across himself, goes all the way into the paint, gives it to Neusat for the pretty backdoor finish. He came on the other side of the rim, used the rim to block the shot blocker in Nick Hodge and laid it right in. 36-26 as Ricky Wofford checks in for Christopher Schwartz Edmiston. Whistle blew on the play as it's going to be Warriors ball. Foul was on Jacob Neusat, I believe, for holding down low. As Dominican has two fouls early in this second half, where they lead by 10. Ball's down low now with Hodge. He's working on Neusat, tries to go up and over him, rims out, rebound Golston. That's number 7 for him. It's Carrillo down the left side. We're seeing Carrillo and Wofford at the same time. The two point guards usually alternate. But right now they're sharing the ball. We'll see how this works out for Coach Harris. As Wofford controls. Near half court. Drives right. Gives it to Carrillo. Carrillo looking for the entry pass. Gets it to Golston. Golston working baseline. Goes in. Doesn't work. Carrillo has it. Goes for the elbow jumper. No, he chooses to pass it out to Wofford. Tries to go back in to Neusat. Off his hands and out of bounds for a Warrior basketball. And it looks like Dominican's a little timid to take the shot right now. Maybe a little too friendly here. There's been a lot of shots passed up when it seems like they could have got a little greedy and gone for the points. But it's better to have a team that passes too much than too little. As the Warriors come right back, elbow jumper, Marcus Walters good. 36-28, Dominican's lead back down to 8. As Wofford brings it across half court. He's working on Marcus. Marcus is small, but he's the pest. Carrillo drives middle. Gives it to Wofford. Out wide. Left wing three. Rims out. Rebound Golston. Put back Golston. And it's good. 38-28. Dominican back up 10. As Golston registers rebound number 8. He is having a phenomenal game on the glass. As the Warriors come right back. It's going to be Hodge working on Neusat. He'll back it out to Marcus. Thought about the three. Pulls it down. Tremling has it left wing. Goes middle, Mitchell. Right into Clark, spins. Finger roll, no good. Rebound, loose. Clark pulls it in. Wofford's going to sprint down the middle. He's going to try and cross up Marcus. He'll hand it back to Clark. Pump fake, drive, dish, Neusat. Backing down. Finds Clark for the long two. Right in there. Jamal Clark with the impressive jumper. That was out near the three-point line. We didn't see that from Clark all last season as Marcus tries to go in, gets around Noyce at baseline, but he only got around him because he stepped out. Oh, no, before he stepped out. It's going to be a whistle. And that foul is going to be on Ricky Wofford as we get mass substitutions here for the Penguins. On the court now for Dominican, Golston, Taplin, Schwartz, Edmiston, Haysbert, and Wofford. It's Warriors inbounds from underneath the basket. As the inbounds is swatted away by Dominique Taplin and out of bounds for another Warriors throw in. It's DeBlaze is going to toss it in to Walters. Walters working on Taplin, which is always a tough assignment. Taplin sticks with him. Pull up baseline jumper. No good. Rebound, Ricky Wofford. Wofford brings it middle. Looking for a pass, goes in, layup himself, and it's good off glass. That's what I was talking about. When you get in the paint, you don't always need to pass it off to a teammate. Sometimes you could just take the point yourself. That's what Wofford did there, and it worked to perfection. Timeout called now by Larry Reynolds, the Stanislaus coach, as Dominican has upped their lead to 42-28. 15:40 left in the second half here as we'll go to a break. You're listening to Dominican Men's Basketball on radio.dominican.edu. Dominican takes the court, leading by 14, 42-28, early second half. Resetting the lineup out there for Dominican right now. Wofford, Schwartz, Edmiston, Taplin, Golston, and Haysbert. As the ball's on the left side with Mitchell for the Warriors, they swing it back around, find an open man. That's Bell, decides not to shoot it, swings it to the corner to Walters, no good. Rebound, Warriors, right back to Bell, feeds it inside. It's Hodge working on Golston. Kicks it out to Bell. Long three-pointer, rims out, no good. Loose ball in the middle. Looked like Golston has it, and Golston was fouled underneath by Wes Bartol, the junior out of Valencia, California. So it'll be Dominican ball as we head into a media timeout now. Dominican leading 42-28. It'll be their ball when we get back from this media timeout right here on Penguin Radio. Still 42-28 as we return from the media timeout. It's Dominican ball underneath the hoop as they continue to hold a comfortable lead over the Warriors. But just like we saw against Corbin, it can't evaporate in a hurry, so you have to keep your foot on the gas pedal here. If you're Dominican, and Ricky Wofford usually does not have a problem with going fast, as Haysbert controls at the three-point line. That's not his area of expertise, so he'll hand it off to Wofford. He'll find Golston in the middle. Golston will go up, try to power through some arms. No good. Rebound, Warriors. It's coming back the other way. Bell's going to try another three. This one no good. Rebound's loose, and Golston hauls it in as he has much of the night. He'll hand it to Wofford, and Dominican will run their offense. It's Golston, left wing. Schwartz Edmondson, the freshman, handles now. Gives it out to Taplin. Taplin dumps it inside. Working in the post is Haysbert. On Hodge, spins baseline. That shot's blocked. Coach Harris and Connor Haysbert want a foul. Don't get it. Coming back the other way, it's Mitchell for Stanislaus. Got a free run at the basket, but that's because he traveled. Dominican ball now, as the substitutions for the Warriors are Phil Ward and Taylor Thompson coming in. And it's Nick Hodge checking out along with Wes Bartle, as Wofford brings it up now for the Penguins. Left wing trying to find an entry pass, gets it to Haysbert. Whistle blew before the shot, so it negates a three-point play possibility for the Penguins, but it is a foul nonetheless, as Bartle is guilty for the reach there. Still 42-28, just under 14 minutes left in this one. As the inbounds goes to Neustadt, hands it to Wofford. Back out to Taplin. Here's Schwartz Edmondson driving baseline, trying to get around Bell. Can't, and he very wisely throws it off the leg of Bell and out of bounds for a Dominican ball. That's a veteran play from the freshman right there, but then again, it was the high school scoring champ in California, so he knows a thing or two about getting it done on offense, as fellow freshman Matt Hayes gets set to check in. And he will come in now, and he's going to grab Schwartz Edmondson. As it was a Dominican turnover on the play, Neustadt tried to rifle it over to Taplin. Couldn't get his hands on it, and it narrowly went out of bounds off the hands of Dominique. So coming back the other way is DeBlaze now. Ball's in the hands of Bartle. Whistle blows. It's going to be a foul on Dominican, and they're going to get Neustadt down low off the ball. So it'll be a Warriors inbounds from underneath the basket. As Derek Ober, who didn't play in the exhibition game, comes in for the second time tonight. He grabs Jake Neustadt, and Dominican's going small here. They have Wofford, Taplin, Hayes, Ober, and Haysbert, the only true big in there. It's a point guard, three shooting guards, and a power forward. As it opens up a three for Stanislaus, no good. That was DeBlaze. Rebound pulled by Dominican, and here comes Wofford back the other way. Ober controls middle, hands it off to Hayes. Hands it right back to Wofford. Wofford goes in the middle himself, dumps it off to Haysbert for the hoop and the harm. Haysbert with a three-point play opportunity set up beautifully by Ricky Wofford. And there was a situation where you drive into the paint and there is a wide open big under the basket. That's where you hand it to him instead of trying to lay it up. Perfectly done there by Wofford as Haysbert heads to the line to try and polish off this three-point play. His free throw's up, and his free throw's no good. Rebounded by Ober. Ober tries to go up strong with it, and he's fouled. So Ober's going to head to the line for two. Dominican leads 44-28, and it's a parade to the free throw stripe right now, as Ober's going to get a chance to knock down a couple. Ober did not score in his 4 minutes in the first half, as he drains the first free throw, so he's officially on the score sheet. And Dominican takes a 45-28 lead. Ober looking to tack on one more. He does not. Rebound pulled by Bartle for Stanislaus. And it'll be DeBlaze back the other way. DeBlaze gives it to Bell. Bell's been launching from three, but he's got Hayes playing tough defense on him here, as they give it to Ray Mitchell, the 6'7 guard, as he tries to drive, but a whistle blows. It's going to be Derek Ober on a reach. Mitchell's an interesting guy, 6'7", listed as a guard, has played a lot of four in this game. We even saw him play the five for a couple minutes with a very small lineup. But he is listed at a guard, and right now he is just about the tallest guy on the floor, if he is not alone the tallest guy. As the inbound goes to DeBlaze, he'll work on Wofford. Here comes the aforementioned 6'7 guard, Mitchell. Working baseline, spins back in, goes up for a shot. Whistle blows, looked like it was Hayes on the foul. It's not. It's going to be on Haysbert down low, as it's going to send Mitchell to the line for two. Carl Reyes set to check in for Dominican. And it looks like he's going to grab Ricky Wofford. First free throw up for Mitchell. No good. Still 45-28 Dominican. As we see Reyes for the first time tonight. Saw him in the exhibition game. As Mitchell makes the second free throw after missing the first, 45-29. Dominican with a 16-point lead here. As Reyes working on DeBlaze finds Hayes. Hayes swings it to Ober. Ober tries to enter to Haysbert. Nothing there. The Warriors are really picking up the defense here, but they let Hayes go inside. Tries to go off glass. No good. Whistle blows. It's going to be against Haysbert. It's going the other way now. So it'll be Stanislaus ball. 45-29. Dominican up 16 as Jamal Clark is going to grab Haysbert. And it's going to send DeBlaze to the line. No, it's going to be Mitchell. Mitchell just split a pair of free throws just seconds ago. He's going to try it again here. It's up and in. 45-30 now. Dominican lead 15. As Mitchell's going to get a chance to put in another one here. Got to take advantage of the free ones down the stretch if you want to make a comeback. Shots up, shots good. So Mitchell makes two. He's 3 of 4 on free throws in the last 10 seconds as the inbound goes to Reyes, and Reyes travels. So it's going to be Stanislaus ball down by 14. The chance to cut the lead even further. This is where, if you're Dominican, you want to stop the run. 12 minutes left in this one. If you could stop the run here and show Stanislaus that they cannot get a sustained run, it'll go a long way towards winning this game. DeBlaze has it. He enters it in to Taylor. Tries to go for the reverse layup. Not even close. Hayes pulls down the rebound. Knocked away by Bell. And out of bounds, Dominican ball. So Dominican with the good defense there to make sure the turnover didn't hurt. As we head to immediate timeout with Dominican leading by 14. 45-31, 11:41 left in this one. It's the first game that'll count towards the record for Dominican, and they want it in the win column. You can hear the rest of it right here on radio.dominican.edu when we return.
Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선호해, 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선호해, 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선호해, 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선호해, 그런 선호해.
Back inside the Conlin Center where the Penguins lead by 14, 45-31. Three Penguins in double digits now. Jamal Clark has 10. Jake Neusat leads all scorers with 13. And Ricky Wofford joins the club now with 10. Only one in double digits for the Warriors, and that's Marcus Walters with 10 of his own. 9 rebounds for Devin Golston as he's really been a force in the middle.
He's 2 of 3 from the field for 4 points as well. As Dominican inbounds, works it down low to Clark. Clark backing down Taylor. He's going to spin middle. Right-handed hook shot is good, and the foul. Jamal Clark powers through the arms of Taylor and has a chance for a three-point play here. 47-31, but Dominican looking for one more right here. As Phil Ward committed the foul. And here comes Jamal Clark trying to finish off the three-point play. His free throw's up. No good. Rebound loose. Pulled down by Mitchell. Mitchell's going to bring it middle and give it to DeBlaze. 47-31, 16-point Dominican lead here. Just about 11 minutes left in this one. As the ball is in the hands of Wes Bartle. He's working on Ober. Ober low in the defensive crouch. They catch him with the double team. Out to DeBlaze. Swings it over to Bell. Choked off by Hayes. Bell goes middle with the finger roll and a pretty one at that for two. 47-33 as Wofford comes streaking back down the court. Tried to get into the key and he dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds for a turnover. It's going to be Warriors basketball. Cal State Santa Claus trails by 14, trying to cut that down here. Every time they've got a little momentum going, it's been a defensive play for Dominican that stops the run. We'll see if they can do it again here. Mitchell with the ball, coming middle, spins, dishes it out. Bartle goes up high for the lay-in off glass. That's good for two, 47-35. DU up 12 as Taplin brings it up the court. Taplin drives left side. Picked up by Mitchell. Sam Marcus checked in the game at the last break. He's on Wofford as Ober drives baseline. Kicks it out to Clark for the elbow jumper. Short. Rebound loose. Taplin fighting for it. Gets it into Clark, and Clark lays it in. Taplin goes out of bounds and saves it in for Dominican, and it's 2 points for Clark. How about that play from the new kid, Taplin? 49-35. Dominican leads by 14. Back the other way now are the Warriors, and it's Bartle working on Ober, kicks it out to Mitchell, tries to drive on Taplin. Taplin doesn't let him in. Marcus back to Mitchell. Mitchell looking for the entry pass to Ward. It's cut off, spins one way, turns the other, shoots, and my goodness, that was beautiful. 49-37 as Ray Mitchell drops in the turnaround J. And here comes Ricky Wofford. It's going to be Derek Ober left wing looking for the entry pass. Gets it to Jamal Clark. Clark kicks it out to Hayes for the corner three. Nothing but net. The freshman Matt Hayes with his second three of the game puts Dominican up 52-37. They're starting to run away here. 9 minutes left in this one. Hayes pokes it away. Clark picks it up and he'll walk it up the court. So Matt Hayes drills the three and then gets the turnover for Dominican, who's looking to win large here tonight in their first official game, the home opener. As Jamal Clark has the ball middle, kicks it out to Wofford for the corner three, rims out. Rebound Warriors. As the Conlin Center was ready to explode when that one went in. Taylor Bell back the other way, working on Hayes, goes up for the layup, and Hayes is called for the foul. So it'll be Bell to the line for two as Golston and Haysbert set to check in for Dominican as Hodge and Walters are set to check in for the Warriors. It's going to be two shots for Taylor Bell, the 6'2 junior out of Redlands, California. Referee talking to the scorers table here. And it looks like Dominic Taplin got a cut inside his mouth. His mouth is bleeding a little bit. Of course, you're not allowed to play if you are bleeding because they don't want that blood to get on anybody else. As it looks like they're going to call the 30 seconds infectious disease timeout. Give Taplin a chance to stop the bleeding here. It's nothing major. It's just a little bit of blood. It's not a horrendous cut, which we are thankful for. As it looks like they're going to sub Taplin out.
So Schwartz Edmonston comes in for Taplin. Haysbert is in for Clark. And Golston comes in for Derek Ober. So the five on the floor now for Dominican. Wofford, Schwartz Edmonston, Hayes, Golston, and Haysbert. The aforementioned subs for the Warriors also came in on that play as Hodge and Walters enter the game to go along with Marcus, Mitchell, and Bartle. Free throw up from Bell, catches the front rim and bounces out. No good. As Golston gets in there and he's ready to box out, try and pick up his 10th rebound of the game. But Bell's free throw is up and in. So it's 52-38. 14-point lead here for Dominican with just over 8 minutes left in this one. Wofford tries to drive middle, gets the ball poked away. It's loose. He's able to jump on it on the floor, and a jump ball is called. The possession arrow points the way of the Penguins, so Dominican will keep it here. As Matt Hayes is going to inbound from underneath the basket. And it's going to be Wofford now. As Wofford grabs Hayes, throws him back out. We'll see what the Dominicans have planned here. Pass goes into Schwartz Edmonston, working right baseline. Drives, spins back, jumps into Bell, gets the shot off, no good. Rebound Hodge. So outlet goes out to Walters, to Bell. Corner three, thought about it, but he'll back it out to Hodge. He'll dodge middle, and it gets knocked off his leg and out of bounds, but they're going to say it's a Stanislaus ball. I don't know about that one, but either way, we're at the media timeout now. 52-38, Dominican with a big lead here with 7:58 left in this one. And Dominican trying to get a win in the win column in the first game of the season. Home opener right here on Penguin Radio. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Streisand.
'52-38, Dominican leads by 14 here in the second half against Cal State Stanislaus. 7:58 left in this one as Jamal Clark leads all scorers with 14. Shooting 6 of 11 from the field. Just another tremendous game from Jamal Clark, who flies a bit under the radar because Jake Noisak grabs all the headlines, and rightly so. But Clark is always right there turning in quality performances of his own. Stanislaus inbounds. Balls with Bartle. Swings it back out to Walters. Finds Marcus. Bell dumps it into Hodge. Hodge working on Hayes. That's a mismatch. He tries to spin and dribbles it off his leg out of bounds. So they had the mismatch with the larger Hodge on the smaller Hayes, but they couldn't take advantage. Dominican ball leading by 14. Matt Hayes handling. He'll give it up to Wofford. Wofford calls out the play. Wofford tries to drive left. He's checked by Marcus, so that'll be a foul. That's 16 foul for the Warriors here in the second half. Dominican, on the other hand, has 8. A Schwartz Edmonston inbounds it to Wofford dangerously, but Wofford's able to pull it down and spin off Marcus. Drives into the middle, goes for the runner, whistle blows, and it's going to be Wofford to the line for 2. So Wofford is able to recover beautifully from the sketchy inbounds pass, shall we say. Hauled it in like Randy Moss going towards the corner, spun off of Marcus, drove down the middle. Marcus tried to recover, but all he could do was hack Wofford and send him to the line for 2. Wofford slides the first free throw right through as Mile Carrillo comes in and grabs Matt Hayes. So Carrillo, the starting point guard, checks back in as Wofford puts up the second free throw. It's in. 53-38. Make that 54-38, the lead now for Dominican. 16 points at this late juncture of the game is a very nice lead to have. Marcus drives middle, kicks it out to Walters for the corner three. No good. Rebound loose. Pulled down by Bartle. Bell thought about a three of his own. Tried to force it inside. Knocked away. But Hodge is able to recover. Bell, top of the key. He's going to take a three. This one goes. And Bell is able to hit his first three-pointer of the game. 54-41. Prior to that three, Bell had been 0 for 2 from behind the line. As Carrillo hands it to Wofford. Second time now we've seen Wofford and Carrillo, the two point guards, in the game at the same time. So Wofford kicks it out to Schwartz Edmondson. Back to Wofford in the corner. Thought about the three, but he'll back it out to Carrillo. Carrillo goes right side. It's Schwartz Edmondson driving baseline with the lay-in off glass right around Hodge. Nice play there by the freshman. 56-41. Penguins back up by 15. As Marcus tries to drive middle, he's cut off by Wofford. Looking for the screen from Hodge. Gets it. Looked like a moving screen. But it's going to be a foul called on Connor Haysbert, trying to stop the driving Marcus. Stuck the hip out. As Jake Neusat and Matt Hayes are set to check in. It's going to be Wofford and Haysbert coming out. 6:15 left in this one. 56-41. The lead for Dominican. Marcus is at the line. His first shot of the 1-1 free throws is in, so he'll get a second one. 56-42 now. Neusat and Golston down there for Dominican. It's quite the tandem. Golston still looking for his 10th rebound. The free throw's up and right through. 56-43. Dominican lead trimmed to 13. 6:15 left in the game. Matt Hayes with the pretty crossover gives it to Carrillo. Carrillo and Wofford have seen a couple minutes at the same time, the two point guards, but they very different styles. Carrillo a much bigger point guard, whereas Wofford is about his quickness. Carrillo drives middle, gets caught in the air, finds Neusat, goes to the other side of the rim, and lays it up and in. 58-43. Dominican continues to strengthen that lead. But the story right there was Jake Neusat with the nice hands in the middle as Carrillo got stuck and Neusat bailed him out. Warriors back the other way as it's Walters. And here comes Hodge in the middle to Neusat. Goes up and over him, can't convert, but the foul is called on Neusat. So it'll be Hodge to the line for two. As that's four fouls now on Neusat. Nick Hodge to the line. Jamal Clark ready to check in for Dominican. You'd have to imagine he's going to go grab Neusat. And he does. Checking in for the Warriors is Marcellus Pullum. He's in for Taylor Bell. As Hodge puts up the second free throw. This one is in. 58-44, 14-point lead for Dominican here. Inbound to Hayes, back to Carrillo, and he'll work it up the court. Carrillo working his way towards the right side. Backs it out to Hayes. Hayes to Golston. Golston down low to Clark. Clark spins, drives baseline. Foul called before the shot. That one's on Bartle. As Clark with the pretty move there. Strong move to the hole. As Mitchell checks in. He grabs Marcus. As Marcus is going to go back in. And they're going to send Hodge out. A little confusion there from the Warriors. It's going to be Jamal Clark to the line now. That was the eighth team foul on Stanislaus. So he gets 1-1 from the line, and he nails the first one. So Clark is going to get a chance for a second one here. 59-45 the lead for Dominican. As Clark puts up the second free throw. It's good. So Clark knocks them both down. 60-45, 15-point lead for Dominican. Here comes Marcus back the other way. Couple crossovers. Finds Pullum left side. Went up to shoot the three. Decided not to. Came back down. Can't do that. That's traveling. So it'll be Dominican ball leading by 15. Just under 5 minutes. 4:58 to be exact. Left to go here in this game, which has been all Dominican. Carrillo coming back the other way. Gives it to Clark. Handed back to Carrillo. Carrillo entry pass to Clark. Working on Bartle. Kicks it out to Hayes. Hayes drives middle. Teardrop floater. No good. Rebound pulled by the Warriors. Marcus brings it back for Stanislaus. Cuts middle. Tries a teardrop of his own. No good. Schwartz Edmonston hauls in the rebound. Gives it to Carrillo, who wisely slows up the play. Big lead late in the game. No need to rush. As haste makes waste, and errors are what is going to let the Warriors back in this game. As Carrillo handles, middle, spins, dishes it out to Clark, knocked away, whistle blows. As it's called on Carrillo, no one really understands how, as he really wasn't near the play there, but it's the referee's decision. And an interesting one at that. So it's going to be shots for Stanislaus. The fourth shot for Carrillo. It's going to be Wes Bartle, the 6'5 junior out of Valencia at the line, to try and trim this Dominican lead. First free throw's up. First free throw is good. As Ricky Wofford is coming in. He'll take over the point for Miles Carrillo. Second free throw up. Second free throw no good. Hauled in by Golston. There's rebound number 10. So he hits double digits off the glass for Dominican as Wofford brings it back up the floor. The freshman Hayes handling, kicks it back to transfer Devin Golston. They back it out, give it to Wofford. Wofford corner, Golston thought about the drive, kicks it back out to Schwartz Edmonston. Runner off the glass, rims out. Pretty play there, just couldn't get it to fall for Christopher. As coming back the other way quickly is Pullum as he drives into the lane, bounces off a couple DU players. Whistle is going to be blown on Christopher Schwartz Edmonston. As we'll head to a media timeout. When we get back, it will be Pullum at the line for two, 60-46. Dominican leads, only 3:30 left in this game. Stay tuned right here on radio.dominican.edu. Back here on Penguin Radio as Dominican leads 60-46. It's going to be the Warriors at the free throw line when things get started back up again. Jamal Clark leads all scorers with 16 points. Right on his heels is Jake Neusat with 15. Ricky Wofford has 12. He's played 28 minutes. as opposed to starting point guard Miles Carrillo's 11. But Carrillo has been in foul trouble for most of this game. As Pullum puts up the free throw and he drills it, 60-47. Lead down to 13, as the Warriors have always trimmed a couple points off the lead, but then have gotten sloppy and Dominican takes full advantage. Second free throw for Pullum is good, 60-48. 12-point lead for Dominican. Only 3:30 left in this one, so Dominican really just needs to play solid basketball and ice this game. Wofford trapped at half court by three players. Stolen. Back the other way is Bartle. He goes up, lays it in, and is fouled by Hayes. So count the basket, and a chance for one more for Bartle. It's only a 10-point lead now. 60-50. Here with 3:21 left, Coach Harris takes a timeout for Dominican. He didn't like that last sequence. When we get back, the Warriors are going to be shooting free throws to trim the lead to single digits. It has not been there for a long time, and this is not a good time for Dominican to let the Warriors back in at 3:21 left, 60-50, right here on radio.dominican.edu. Ten-point Dominican lead as the Warriors have been able to make it close late, much like Corbin did in the exhibition last week. Free throw up and no good by Bartle, who's trying to finish off a three-point play. So the lead remains at 10 for Dominican as Carrillo checks back in. He'll play alongside Wofford with Schwartz-Edmondson, Golston, and Clark. Schwartz-Edmondson, corner three, no good. Rebound off the hands of Bartle. There is no one around him. He just missed it. Dominican ball, almost surprisingly. I think Bartle wasn't expecting to have no contact there. He went up like he was going to get hit. No one touched him, and he was surprised. So the inbounds goes to Dominican. Devin Golston drives in the middle, and he lays it up and in for two. Waiting for a foul call. Thought there might have been a block. But the 2 points for Dominican puts them up 62-50. We're under 3 minutes left to play here as Mitchell working, elbow, shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Wofford. Wofford slows it down. He'll walk it up the court. 2:30 left to go and a 12-point lead for Dominican. It's a nice place to sit. As Edmiston tries to pass it to Wofford, knocked away, but DeBlaze stepped out of bounds, so it'll be Dominican ball. Jake Neusat checks in. He'll grab Jamal Clark. And Clark will head back towards the locker room. Hopefully he's okay. Edmiston into Neusat. Hands it to Wofford. Wofford's going to drive middle. Lose control. Trying to save it is Carrillo. He can't. It's out of bounds. Stanislaus ball. They trail by 12 here with 2:14 left to go. Schwartz-Edmiston checks out. And Matt Hayes checks in as the two freshmen have gotten extensive playing time and frequently switch off for each other here in the early going this season. As DeBlaze brings it up court for the Warriors, kicks it out. Here comes Pullum on the drive. Pullum with the lay-in. It's money off the glass. 10-point lead, 62-52, under 2 minutes. Wofford with the ball. Pullum hadn't played all game, and once they put him in, he's been scoring. Not sure why it took so long to get him in. As Wofford backs it out to Hayes. Hayes handling right wing. Trying to enter it into Golston. He'll just back it out to Carrillo. Whistle blows, and they're going to call a foul on the pass. And a 30-second timeout for Dominican. So it's Dominican's ball. They're going to inbounds from right in front of their bench when we get back. Dominican leads by 10, just a minute 30 left as it's gone a bit closer here towards the end, but Dominican still in control right here on radio.dominican.edu.
just a minute 30 left, and Dominican leads by 10 as they're set to inbound. Whistles blow. Not sure what for. As we're set to inbounds now, it's going to be Golston throwing it into Neusat. Neusat hands it back to Golston. Golston drives middle, kicks it out. Carrillo, corner three is good. It took rim and backboard to get it in, but it did go down 65-52. Puts Dominican up 13 and all but ends this game with a minute 15 left to go. It's all academic now as Mitchell drives past Neusat. He's bumped. Neusat can't believe it, and it'll be Mitchell the line for two. 1 minute, 11 seconds left in this game. As Mitchell is going to have a chance to cut it down to 11. The Warriors don't want to go away, but they are running out of time. They trail by 13. Mitchell can cut it to 11. They've cut the lead down a couple of times to a point where it was a little nerve-wracking for Dominican. But every time that happens, Dominican goes on a run, fueled most of the time by Ricky Wofford and his lightning-quick ball-handling skills. As Mitchell puts up his first free throw, and it's in. 65-53, Warriors down 12. Chance to cut it to 11. But the clock is their worst enemy right now, as there is just over a minute left. Mitchell puts up the free throw. This one rims out, pulled down by Golston. He gives it to Carrillo, back to Wofford. Wofford back to Carrillo, and that's how they get it across half court. As Wofford goes in the middle, nobody home, kicks it out, and Dominican will back it all the way out. Smart play there to eat up some more clock as Carrillo cuts down the middle for the wide open layup. Nice play, Miles Carrillo, to put up another 2 points. Dominican leads 67-53 as we're inside a minute now, and it looks like Dominican is going to earn a hard-fought win. A lot of good defense for the Penguins tonight. And, of course, the electric offense that you're used to seeing inside the Conlin Center. As the Blaze brings it back the other way, 45 seconds left. Kicks it out to Bartle. Bartle drives on Carrillo. Loses his footing. And it looks like it's going to be a foul called on Carrillo. And there has been a lot of ticky-tack fouls called here tonight. So Carrillo gets fouled. That's five for him. As Schwartz Edmondson set to check in, you'd have to imagine he's going to get Carrillo. 14-point lead here for Dominican with just 40 seconds left. As here comes the freshman Edmondson. And there goes Carrillo. Carrillo, who had limited minutes in this game because of foul trouble, exits with five, played about 15 minutes tonight. Don't get used to that. He's going to be much more solid. As the first free throw is up from Bartle, and it is down. 67-54. As right now we're just putting in buckets to find out what the final score was going to be. We have a very good idea of who is going to be the winner of this game. As Bartle's second free throw is up, and it is down. 67-54 now. That free throw makes it 67-55. As Golston set to inbound, full court pressure picked up by the Warriors, goes into the freshman Edmondson. Edmondson pushes to the fellow freshman Hayes, who dishes it down low to Haysbert for the two-handed slam. The exclamation mark at the end of this game. 69-55, Dominican leads. As the Blaze comes back the other way, and a blocking foul is called on Haysbert. 69-55, 14-point lead in this game that is taking about 15 minutes to get through the final two. But Dominican does not mind because they will be walking away with the win. Hey, give me a light. Hustle. Matt, let's go. 24 seconds left in this one. As Coach Harris calls his whole team around him. They're going to talk about how they finish off this game. Not sure if a 30-second timeout was called. There was no horn.
as apparently Coach Harris can just call a timeout whenever he wants. As Dominique Taplin checks in to close out this game. 24 seconds left to go. 14-point lead after one of the more bizarre things I've seen in the Conlin Center, and I've seen some weird stuff. I think that was a timeout, but Stanislaus didn't leave the floor and no horn blew. But this is Coach Harris's home court, so he can do what he wants. Free throw up from DeBlaze, and it's good, 69-56, as he'll get a shot at another one. As DeBlaze tries to add to his score line in this one. Second free throw is good. Hayes trying to inbound it, finds fellow freshman Schwartz Edmiston. Trapped in the corner, gets it out to Taplin. Taplin trying to get across halfway, stolen by DeBlaze. 15 seconds left, DeBlaze brings it back. Finds Mitchell, drives baseline, hangs for the layup, no good. Bounces it off glass, gets his own rebound, puts it in for two, 69-59. 10-point Dominican lead, 6 seconds left. And Cal State Stanislaus is going to intentionally foul here. Down 10 with 5.5 seconds left. If they scored 3 points a second, they would have a tough time coming back. But they think they can do it, as Matt Hayes, the freshman, is going to get sent to the line to try and add on to his total. A nice little chance to pad the stats for the freshman. As Hayes' first free throw is no good. Rebounded. 3 seconds left, 2 seconds left, 1 second. There's the horn. And there is the first win of the season for Dominican. They won the exhibition game. That one didn't count. This one does. So Dominican starts their season off the right way, going up 1-0 with a 69-59 win over visiting Cal State Stanislaus. This is going to be the last time we see the men, however, for about a month, as they will not be back in the Conlin Center until December 8th in a conference game against Notre Dame Dana Muir. Until then, they have a game at San Francisco State, at Sonoma State, at Cal State Monterey Bay, at Sacramento State, at Holy Names in their conference opener, and then they're finally home against Notre Dame on Saturday, December 8th. That'll be the next time we see the men as they pull out the win tonight, 69-59, to start their season off right. 1-0 early here, and hopefully they'll be 6-0 by the time we see them again in the Conlin Center. But until then, signing off for Penguin Radio, for Stuart Horn and the rest of the communications department here at Dominican University, I'd like to thank you for tuning into tonight's action. Penguins win 1-0 on the season. Good night.